Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Traction.gg podcast, where we talk about racing games, sim racing, and racing esports. We have an unprecedented 6 guests on this week's episode, as I visited Milton Keynes in the English Midlands, the home of industrial estates, dual carriageways, but also the Red Bull Racing Formula One team. At its base also lives the Oracle Red Bull Racing Esports Arena, where the drivers for the upcoming F1 Esports Series Pro Championship, yes, that's a bit of a mouthful, have been training ahead of the upcoming season. In this episode, you'll hear from Oracle Red Bull Racing drivers Marcel Kiefer, Freddy Rasmussen, and Liam Parnell, followed by the new-look Scuderia AlphaTauri Esports lineup of Sebastian Jobe, Joni Tormola, and Josh Edo. We'll speak to each driver so you have an insight into the professional level preparation needed for the world's biggest racing esports competition. We start with Marcel Kiefer, who once again returns to the Oracle Red Bull Racing Esports team, who finished second last season in the team's championship and is looking to reclaim that title. Apologies, in the background of some of these interviews is the sound of some extremely competitive table football, but hopefully you can hear past that. And don't forget you can email podcast@traction.gg if you have any questions about F1 esports you'd like us to answer. So, without further ado, Marcel Kiefer. All right, Marcel, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, sir. So it's been a cool day. I got to see the Formula One talk. So what's it like to be, you know, continue to work with, you know, Red Bull, this huge F1 team, and then you're part of the esports division? You know, is it cool to represent such a well-known and established motorsport squad?
I mean, it's always been epic to represent Oracle Red Bull Racing Esports and the whole Red Bull brand in itself, because it's, I mean, everyone knows Red Bull since they are little. You see it everywhere in the supermarket, and in technically any sports you will see Red Bull. So it's a huge privilege to represent them, and it's also awesome to see what the race team is doing behind the scenes. So yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, so in terms of the virtual side of things, Red Bull came second in the Constructors Championship last year. How are your preparations going, aiming for the reclamation of that title for this year?
I mean, last year was a bit rough. We didn't manage to secure another title, but we were really close. Mercedes just got the top of us. This year, we're of course trying to reclaim it, but there's a lot of competition, so it's not going to be easy, but we're trying our best and just trying to work out behind the scenes, putting in the hours, setup testing, just practicing together, kind of preparing for any kind of situations that could technically happen, and then be well prepared for when it actually happens.
Okay, so I'll pick you up on that, because do you mean things like, there's multiple different tyre compounds, but there's also different weather conditions that could happen? So when you're practicing and training for the F1 Esports Series, are you doing like, okay, intermediate or wet conditions on this track, I'm going to try this weird tyre for so many laps that wouldn't normally work, but you never know what the strategy is? Is that the sort of things that you're working through?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have like a big spreadsheet?
We have a spreadsheet, but usually we are just like thinking about what we are going to do, and then we're going to note it down, like for how long the soft lasts, if we can make the hard soft work, if it's like medium soft, if it's a hard medium or whatever it's going to be. Usually it's probably starting on the harder compound this year because of the new tire regulations, so I think we'll see that a lot. But we're basically trying everything aside from driving with interest in the drive, because that's
okay. You've not tried that?
No,
that's where I'm going wrong.
Yeah, no, we're not trying that.
But there's so many different permutations there, so there must be a lot of work going into it. When you're at the Red Bull offices here with your teammates, are you on the simulator all day every day, or are you also doing some other activities as well?
We're doing some other activities, sometimes like media activities, or also going to the gym, meeting people with inside the Red Bull atmosphere, and working here at Oracle Red Bull Racing. So we get to do a lot of things, but of course my priority is getting the laps in, because in the end it doesn't really matter to us if we are going to do some stuff off the track. We need to be quick on track.
Cool. And then where are these the actual rigs that you're going to be using?
Yeah, exactly.
Which one is yours?
This one here on the left.
Okay, right, okay. So each driver might have their own preference, right? So is there anything that you request different to your teammates, that in terms of where the monitor is, where the seating position is, or is it all quite similar?
I think it's fairly similar. We all have our own preferences, of course, like for example the tilt angle of the monitor. if you take a look at Freddy's Rick, for example, he is...
Oh, yeah, which one's that?
This one. He's okay. Basically defying gravity with his wheel angle.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, yeah.
He's, like, super, super close to the wheel as well.
So your wheelbase is quite flat on a level.
It has a little bit.
Other drivers
angle.
Are tilted down.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, for example, Sebi also has a bit higher up. Yeah, he is running the opposite, while Freddy and I run a bit more down. But everyone is running the monitor fairly high. Then we also have a different kind of angle for the pedals if they're a bit more flat. I think Freddy likes them to be a bit more flat so he can push more straight, like in a GT position, whilst I like it to be as angled as possible. And the biggest difference, I would say, is probably the brake rubber that we are running.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, these are Fnatic equipment, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have the V1 load cell. Mm. And we are kind of all running something different. I think Fred is running fairly soft rubbers and also lower BRF, which is the brake force that you have to apply. Mm-hmm. Whilst I run a fairly high brake force and also stiffer rubbers, which is...
And that's just personal preference.
Yeah, yeah. So I usually press really hard in my pedals, and whilst Freddy, if you watch him, it barely looks like he's doing anything.
So, I mean, well, you both won races last year, so it shows that maybe there's not potentially a performance advantage in that per se, but it's like the preference and your what makes you feel comfortable that then makes you perform well. Is that fair?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's all down to preference. In the end, you can also be fast with a Fanatec CSL Elite steering wheel. Hmm. Like, we also won with that in 2020, but of course we don't know if someone would have had a DD1 if they would have been much faster.
True. That's what you're using at the minute, though.
Yeah, we are using the DD1s with the load cells, and I think it's mainly preference. But in the end, everyone can be more or less same pace.
Yeah.
Maybe some differences are there. I don't think they're that big. Maybe a couple of thousands. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of preferences, what did they make to the calendar this year? Let's start with the tracks first of all. Any there that you're not a fan of, or any there that you think, I love that track, I can do well at this one?
If I'm completely honest, I have no idea about the calendar aside from event one.
Okay, fair enough.
So I only...
You're so much focused on the first race that's...
Yeah, so first race is Bahrain, Imola and Silverstone. I think my favourite from those is...
Yeah, because then there's like a month gap, isn't it, till the next
exactly. It's Silverstone, Kieferstone, like how I like to call it.
Kieferstone?
Yeah, because it's like my best track usually.
Oh, okay.
So I always do well there and really like driving it.
We're not far from Kieferstone in real life. Maybe there should be a little plaque with you so it's changed with your name on it.
It would be awesome, yeah.
In terms of how the schedule has changed from this year versus last year, there's 50% races this time. You think that's going to throw up some more strategic curveballs?
I think not really. I think it's going to be a bit more strategic because the like pit window gap is bigger.
Yeah.
But the strategies will be pretty straightforward. I think we will see a bit more aggressive undercuts, a bit more aggressive overcuts, and it's mainly going to come down to who manages the ERS the best, like the years before, being in the slipstream train, saving your tires, ERS, fuel, and in the end attacking as much as you can. So I don't think the strategy will be crazy different, but it will still be a small improvement on 35%. I think 100% will be better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Well, I don't want to keep you too long. You've got lots of media and training and practice to do. But before we go, I'd like to ask you about your content creation, you know, live streams and YouTube channels. Where do you find time to do that alongside the practicing? I guess at the minute, are you not doing any because you're just focused on the championship?
Since I'm here, not really, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to still upload. I have an editor at home.
Okay.
So he's helping me out a bit for the YouTube side. But with Twitch, it's difficult. I thought I could practice in the evenings, but usually my ego kicks in. I'm like, I want to do more laps. So.
Okay. Well, I think Seb was just saying to your teammate that if you have some time off, then you think, but what if someone else is practicing in this time, right?
Yeah.
So is that what's happening right now? Now it's a crunch time?
Yeah, I think, I mean, in real Formula 1, they are limited to testing. They can only use the simulators, but we have the exact same thing which we are going to use. So if you don't practice, somebody else could maybe find something more, and it's just all playing down in your head, and you just want to keep on top of it,
Cool. Well, Marcel, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with the season.
Thank you.
Well, as you can hear there, Marcel as affable as ever. Next up is Freddy Rasmussen, who was the lead Oracle Red Bull Racing esports driver last season. He's very economical with his words, but that's also quite entertaining. So thanks again, Freddy, for your time. Here's what he had to say. So, Freddy Rasmussen, as a live and breathe in person, how are you doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah. Looking forward to this next season of the F1 Esports Series Pro Championship. It's a long name, that. It took me a while to remember it.
Looking forward to it? Not really, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, who knows at this point. How are you finding preparing for the championship on F1 22 versus F1 21, 2021 as it was called? Any major differences? do you think, from an esports competitor perspective?
No major differences, but we're struggling a lot more this year compared to other teams. We're quite slow at the moment, but other than that, it's kind of similar.
When you say you're slower than other teams, I suppose you might not know their final pace or your final pace until the 14th, right? And there's always strategy coming into play, so you're putting a lot of work into, you know, different tyre sets and setups, or are you just focusing purely on the one lap pace at the minute?
We're focusing on setups,
okay, yeah,
and one lap pace. That's the most important.
Yeah, okay. Last year, Red Bull finished second in the constructors, and you were second in the drivers' championship. So, by my calculations, it's your turn to win it now. Surely this year.
I mean, this year has been the worst for me so far in any game. I'm really
struggling.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it, so I don't have high hopes for myself.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens when the actual championship kicks off. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. So, in terms of this week with your colleagues, and you've also got new AlphaTauri teammates, have you just been playing FIFA, foosball, or has there been some hard work as well?
It's been mostly work.
Yeah.
We haven't had much time yet to actually practice properly, but that should start tomorrow or Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, is that going to be just like a full day of driving?
Yeah, hopefully. That's going to be from tomorrow until the first race.
Fair enough. This year, it's longer races. Is that something you're going to look forward to? Because there might be more strategy options, or would you prefer them to be shorter? Oh, 100%.
The strategy is still going to be a one-stop on the every track, so there's not much changing there. Maybe more time to gain positions.
Yeah, true. And then hopefully there could be more overtaking. Well, as a spectator anyway, that would be nice. I just want to touch upon not Formula 1. Well, obviously you won Formula E Accelerate again. Congratulations, that was an excellent performance. What do you think made the difference in that particular race?
We all had limited time to prepare. We all came there and got the track only when we arrived. So
yeah, exactly. It was the London EP track, wasn't it? So no one could practice before.
Yeah, that kind of benefited me a lot.
Yeah. So do you think you were able to adapt quickly to something new? And do you think that will help you out when, I don't know, if it rains suddenly in the Formula One game or there's a strange strategy decision? Do you think one of your key strengths is being able to adapt to something quickly?
Yeah, for sure. I'm good at adapting to new equipment and stuff like that.
Right. So as a part of the training process for this season, have you been doing anything outside of just practicing on the sim?
We've been doing something called performance accelerator coaching, which has been good to help our mental and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, and how have you found that? Has that been to try and, I mean, you seem pretty calm to me, but are there scenarios where you ever get stressed?
Yeah, of course, I just don't show it.
Fair enough. Yeah, fine. Alright, okay. Oh well, thanks very much for your time, Freddie, and all the best with the season. Oh, Freddie. So, after Freddie, we're now going to speak to Liam Parnell. Now, he is the reserve or third driver. So, in effect, if Marcel and Freddie were struggling with a particular track and he was quicker, he would step into the car because the team's championship is the goal. But what I wanted to speak to Liam about was the setup, practice and strategy work that he does. So, he works primarily on those, not necessarily racecraft, and then feeds back that information to the other drivers. So, here's Liam explaining the role of setup and development in esports. All right, so Liam, pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for your time. I'd like to speak to you. I think your role within the team is fascinating, within the Red Bull Racing Esports squad. You're, let's say, we could say the designated third driver, but you could also drive in some of the races, and you work a lot on setup. That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. But if you could just explain to me what your role is within the squad.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of dire climate news? Turn that concern into action. Tune in to the Climate Confident podcast every Wednesday morning when I bring you good news and real solutions from the front lines of climate action. Whether you're in business, tech, or just passionate about sustainability, the Climate Confident podcast is your weekly dose of optimism and inspiration. Subscribe to Climate Confident on your favorite podcast platform and start your Wednesday with hope and actionable insights.
Yeah, so basically I'm the third driver, but if I'm fast enough, I can obviously also drive. My main area where I work on is data and setups. That's where I have some talent, I would say. and it's also something I really enjoy. And yeah, that's my main role on the team, and I try to help the team as much as possible with that, so we can win together.
Okay, yeah, because the team championship as well is what pays the prize money as well, so it's the key. It's the key thing. So when you say you're working on data and setups, that sounds like several hours in the simulator trying every different permutation, and then feeding that back to the whole team as to if you found something that's a bit quicker or a bit slower or a bit different. Is that a fair approximation?
Yeah, exactly. Like I just go into the simulator, test a lot of setups, and also like save my data that I got, so we can learn strategies and perfect the setups, and that's my main role.
And then let's say if you were on a particular track or a particular set of circumstances, you're quicker than like Freddie or Marcel, you're also in the hot seat as well, right?
Exactly. Like if I'm actually faster than them, it's really hard. They are really, really fast, and I'm two of the fastest in the business. But if there's a moment where I'm actually faster than them, I'm totally allowed to drive.
How much do you think then car setup has a part to play in the overall performance in F1 22? Is it a vital component?
Yes, I would say so. It's really important to get the car setup perfect. If you would run a really bad setup, but you are the fastest driver, you would drive around in the back still. So it's right, something really important. Also, strategies is always important, especially because the field is so close together. Every call needs to be spot on. So we really need, the data needs to be perfect. And yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
What has been the main challenge setup-wise so far with this year's game?
I would say the new cars obviously are completely different. Obviously, these new cars since this year are based on the ground effect. That means basically how the air goes below the car and not above the car like previous years. So the ride height is something that is really important. Like how much space you have between the ground and the car itself. And obviously you want to try and perfect that, and you need to adjust it for every track. So yeah, it's hard to predict what's the best setting for that, but I would say that's the main challenge. I would say it's the hardest thing you need to really work on and test.
I see. So all that hard work then gets put into practice soon, as we're talking, the first round's in a few days' time. So I wish you all the best, and I guess one final thing is teams championship. That's the main goal, right?
Yeah, that's the main goal. I try to take away as much work as possible from Freddie and myself, so they can completely focus on their driving. And yeah, I'm quite confident for a round one.
Nice. Well, best of luck, Liam, and to your teammates as well, and we'll be watching. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I thought Liam offered a different perspective there to your usual esports conversation. Next up is former Porsche Tag Heuer Esports Supercup world champion and relative newcomer to F1 Esports, it's Sebastian Job. He's headed into his second Formula 1 esports season with Scuderia AlphaTauri, and his team works with the Red Bull Racing esports squad to train and develop for the races ahead together.
All right, Seb, so we've got the new F1 Esports season coming up in just a few days, actually, from when we're talking. How's your preparation going so far?
It could be better, to be honest. I think...
Why?
Well, I think we're just... I've struggled a little bit for time. I've been a bit busy. And then also just... I feel like as a team we're potentially lacking a little bit. We're working hard to find it. We had some good progress last night. But in general, I think we're a bit aware that we're on the back foot. We're going to try and maximise it, and maybe come round one we'll have figured it out and all this will be irrelevant. But as of right now, I think from what we've heard about potential pace of other people, we're a little
bit... Okay. Yeah, but they could be winding you up.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's...
Focus
always
on your own game.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to do. But it's at the end of the day, it's... we do know there's a hint of truth to some things because we've done races against certain people, and we can see
in like leagues and stuff.
Yeah, and we can see how hard we're pushing and if they're pushing or whatnot. But I think potentially we're not too far off. It's just the feeling we get is there's a few teams that have found something and we're potentially lacking. Hopefully that's not the case, and it's all just completely made up to get in our heads. But I know that for me on race day, I just have to block that out, and when we get there, it doesn't matter if someone's a 10th faster, it's not going to affect me, because I'll just I just have to do the best I can. That's what I'll always do, even if there is someone faster, I'm just still going to try and ignore it.
Well, there's a huge mental aspect to that, and also there's the strategy in play during the race day. There's also the pressure of it actually being happening, so even if they've got a 10th, you could still snag that win over podium, right? Everything's up to play for, and it's still a long season.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's just that you'd prefer to be a 10th quicker because you have the comfort of messing up and still having a bit of room to wiggle with. But in theory, if you nail it, you should still be okay. And we've been doing some work with some mental coaches now for the last few days. And we will continue to work with them throughout the season. So that hopefully will give us a bit of an edge.
I believe you're here with your teammates as like a form of boot camp. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Talk to me about what's going on there, how it's working, what the process is.
Yeah, I think it's the main point of boot camp is it's just nice to have everyone in one area together. You know, it's harder to slack off if you are more accountable or if you're held more accountable because we all drive from the hotel to the factory together. So if someone's missing, you know, it's not good. And then we also can chat about ideas in person. We can have a break for 5 minutes, sit down, and chill out, maybe play FIFA during our break as well or something.
I was just watching some FIFA games there, actually. Yeah. I think you did quite well, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm undefeated against Freddy at the moment, so I'm going pretty
happy days.
Exactly. I hope the on-track performance will be as good.
Well, yeah, that's where it matters more, maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, it's nice to just bond a bit better in person, and then also we can go to the gym in the evenings together as well and keep up the fitness. So it's all just I think a better atmosphere to be in.
Well, that helps, do you think? Because when the actual championship kicks off, you'll be all racing in this room together.
Yeah.
So you'll be working with each other before and after the races, right? So if you get on and know each other a bit more, it all helps on the actual main deal as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also if someone has a bad race, you've got people there to cheer them up potentially afterwards. Or if you're... Yeah, exactly. Or congratulate. So it can be a nice team bonding experience. I already feel like I'm a bit closer with some of my teammates that I didn't know too well before, particularly Josh, who's new to the team. So it's nice to get to know him more. It's just different. And it gets a bit lonely when you're behind a screen at home. It's a very antisocial job in that sense, where you're at home, you have to stay inside all day because you have to keep practicing so hard. And if you want to go out and see your friends, you just think in the back of your head that there could be someone else that's practicing even harder right now.
Okay, it's always there, is it?
Yeah, and that just stops you from enjoying your social life. And so to come here, it just de-stresses you a little bit. At least for me, I think maybe it's not the same for everyone, but I really need that social aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I guess anyone who's in the main championship can just compete from home or wherever, right? But you guys have chosen to be here together, and hopefully that gives you an extra edge, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's not so much about actually racing from here, even though we are racing from here. I think it's more the fact that we are here preparing together and bouncing ideas off each other. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. Yeah, teamwork is always beneficial, I think, in the long run. I was going to ask you in particular about your season last year, first in F1 Esports, right?
Yes.
How would you summarize it?
Very underwhelming. But
I mean, it was your first season.
It was underwhelming, but expected in a weird way. I don't like fighting for points. No one does, but I was expecting that. It's my first year in the game. And to be honest, I know that this game is the polar opposite of my driving star.
Right, it's very different to iRacing, where you're a former world champion. Yeah. Does it take quite a lot of adapting?
It couldn't be further away from basically what I like to drive. I go off of feel quite a lot, and the F1 game does not provide a lot of feeling. It's purely you do so many laps that it becomes muscle memory, and you're just repeating the same thing every lap. You aren't feeling what the car's doing underneath you much because the detail isn't quite there. And for me, that means that I have very little confidence when I drive. I'm getting there. I'm improving. I feel like I hope to get a few more podiums this year. I got one at the end of last year, so it was a sign of progress. I hope that this year we can continue that. The plan is for me not to do every race, so I can focus on certain tracks.
And that's where maybe Josh comes in, the new team.
Exactly. We're lucky that we have three very strong drivers, basically. And for me, at least, when I can focus on one track, I also learn a lot about my driving. I can start to fine-tune things. That when you're constantly swapping between tracks, you have to warm up a little bit,
right,
and you focus more on the setup. And
interestingly, you mentioned that, because the calendar this year is like you've got one race on one evening, then the next day is another one, and they're all, there's like three, they're in threes out there, and they're really close to each other.
Yeah, I think basically every day, so let's say we'll race on the Wednesday, you will just be focusing on that track for that day, and when that race is done, you forget about it, and then it's straight on to the next one, and you want to warm up and then get in the rhythm. The rhythm is so important on this game, and that's what I mean when I say the muscle memory. It's, for me, I can hop onto iRacing and I can be up to pace like within like one or two laps from the pace I did the day before, but here it takes me like 30 minutes to
Okay,
because I've just got to get that feeling back, that repetitive movement. And I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but at least for me it is. And so I think splitting the races up a little bit more should help in that sense, because you have more time to warm up, more time to adapt. And I hope that that will mean the level of the racing is actually high, or that the level of the pace is high. It was already very high before. We're not talking a big difference, but maybe like half a tenth or something, just because you have a bit more time to get up to speed.
Cool. So I don't want to keep you too long, but your goals for the season are what, some consistent podiums?
For me, the main thing is to see that I'm improving.
Okay.
And I want to see that I can be on pace with the front people, because I'm focusing on less tracks. I want to see that the less tracks helps me. I already feel it's helping, but I have to convert that, and I just want to see myself maximize my performance. I don't want to be choking under pressure or making small mistakes when I don't need to, and I think typically that's been one of my strong suits. I just want to get even better at it on this game, because on iRacing I feel very comfortable, but with this it's still, you know, not quite there.
Well, it's something new and different, and if you're pushing yourself forward, then it's only going to be for the betterment. So wish you all the best with the season, and I'll leave you to the FIFA.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Seb. Now it's the turn of Jonny Tormola, who's entering his sixth season of F1 Esports, taking part in the inaugural competition way back in 2017, and once again lining up for AlphaTauri. I wanted to get his opinion about how the championship has changed over the years. So, Jonny, pleasure to meet you. You're one of the, let's say, elder statesperson of F1 Esports, as you've been in every season. How do you think the championship has evolved in that time, since that very first one in 2017?
I think it's evolved quite a lot, actually. I think it's getting more and more competitive every year. I also really like the change we're doing now to 50% races, because I think before it's been mainly sprints, and I think there's going to be more strategy involved now.
Apart from the first year that was without full teams, 2018 was the first, like I think you mentioned to me just off air, that was when the first draft picks came into play. You've been with the Red Bull family all throughout that, so yes. What makes it such a good team to want to stay with them?
It's hard to say, really, because I've never been anywhere else.
Right, true, but yeah. It must be good because you're still here, basically.
Yeah, it's like the way we operate, I think. I think we are on top of the game every year so far. Like, and of course, teammates have been great. Like, I've been teammates with Freddy and Seb since the very beginning, 2018. Yeah. I think that also makes a difference. Like, we know each other so well, how we operate in practice. I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think that's an underplayed thing about F1 Esports. If you get on well with your teammates, you can help each other out. Yeah, I think you've got some good teammates out as well this year. Obviously, you had Sebastian Job joining you last year for the first time.
Yeah.
But then also now we've got Josh coming in.
Yeah.
So how, and this maybe might be the first opportunity the last few weeks to meet him in person and work with him, is it?
Yeah.
So how's that going so far? Do you think that's going to help you take a step forward?
Yeah, it's been really exciting to meet Josh, actually, because I haven't known him at all before this, really.
Right, okay, yeah. We've competed against him, of course, but knowing someone is different.
I think last year was his first year. So I don't think I've raced him on track once yet.
Because he wasn't doing a full season.
But it's been great.
Final question, I suppose, is what do you think are the main challenges with the F1 Esports this year? Be that the platform F1 22 or the new format, what do you think is going to be the main sort of differential that will make people win or not win? What's the biggest challenge this time around?
I guess the challenge stays the same. It's the qualifying.
Right.
Even though we have longer races, it's still going to be hard to make a places in the race.
Cool. Well, Jonny, thank you very much for your time, and we'll be watching. Best of luck.
Thanks a lot.
Lastly, Josh Ido, who was speaking ahead of the public reveal of his new team. Having left McLaren Racing, AlphaTauri has snapped him up. So here he explains what's happened. So Josh, pleasure to meet you. In AlphaTauri colours, that's quite a surprise. How's this come about?
Yeah, so my contract with Veloce and McLaren Shadow ended. And I knew Nathan Tague quite well. He was also at Veloce. He's now at Red Bull Racing Esports, managing them and AlphaTauri in F1 Esports. And he approached me about the opportunity of joining, and yeah, it was something I wanted to do. I think I needed a change. I'd been contracted to Veloce since, I think, beginning of 2018 or something like
that. Right, okay.
So I'd been there quite a while, since quite young. But I decided I wanted to do something different, and yeah, here I am now in AlphaTauri colours.
Nice. Well, they suit you, let's say that.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see how the performance is on the track. How is your preparation going for this season so far?
Yeah, so since I joined, instantly the first thing I noticed straight away, there's a lot of structure and preparation that goes into making a good schedule that we all use. So I think compared to last season, I've definitely improved my work rate with the help of the team making a good schedule. And now we're practicing upwards of 6 hours a day, Monday to Friday, which is I think the increase in performance will definitely be noticeable.
Okay. And you're also here together for this week or two, is it?
Yeah.
When you're all like bonding but doing activities together as well, so that helps for the team to gel, I guess, and for you to get to know the new teammates.
Yeah, we got the full boot camp going. Everything's great. We got the rigs all set up close to each other.
Yeah.
I think it just helps with just getting to know everybody better. For example, after a session of practice, maybe a few hours, we'll grab the beanbags and we'll just regroup, discuss what's working, what's not working on the setups.
Like have a debrief.
Yeah, which we could do over Discord, of course, but it's just nice to see everyone's faces, come up with some ideas, get everyone's feedback, and then back onto the rigs, and we try and improve from there. So it's nice to be in a boot camp, definitely helping us.
Yeah, especially when you're new to things, that's also a big help.
Yeah,
so it helps
exactly. Getting
to know people, but also with the practice side of things. So I didn't realize this until today, that, like I said, the broadcast is 2 or 3 hours long live on the internet. You're actually online ready way before then to do like test runs and stuff. So let's say the first race on the 14th of September, I think. But you're actually, maybe are you in the rig from like midday to like near the evening? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so I think we start off with a briefing in the morning, or maybe start of the afternoon. I'm not sure about the schedule, but there will be at the start there'll be a briefing really early on, and then we'll go into setup checks, making sure all our feeds are running and that Gfinity has access to all of that stuff, and then we got the practice session, and then maybe somewhere in there there'll be a break,
right? Okay.
Just for lunch or something like that. Come back, get everyone into the lobby and stuff. And I think that whole process takes a lot of time. So
how do you prepare mentally for that, and also is there like a physical stamina aspect to it? You need to be switched on for the full duration of the day, basically.
Yeah, I think definitely the mental aspect of it is a trickier one to deal with, because obviously a bit of anxiety on the day. You're just a lot of sitting around doing a lot of just thinking, and maybe that can lead to overthinking. So I think the mental aspect is tricky, but I think the team environment that we have, we've got Marcel cracking a lot of jokes and
and a game of FIFA, yeah. Foosball.
Yeah, so we got a good team environment. So hopefully we won't just be sitting there nervous, overthinking.
But I think it's really cool you got this new deal with AlphaTauri. It's very exciting. What's the rough plan? Because obviously there are three drivers in the team.
Yep.
My understanding is that your role is not just going to be like testing setups and stuff. You're going to be entering some of the races. Is that correct? There's going to be a rotation.
Yep. So we have, or for this first event anyway, we decided to do two races each. So it'll be me and Sebi doing round one in Bahrain. Me and Yanni doing round two in Imola, and then it'll be Yanni, Sebi doing Silverstone.
So everybody gets an equal amount then.
Yeah. So we can just manage the workload. All three of us are capable of being at the top, I think. So when you have three really good drivers, no, we don't really have a driver for the purpose of just testing, I think it does make sense for us to do two each, and I think it will pay off in the team championship. If it takes a little hit in the driver championship, that's okay. That's
right.
It's a team championship. That's where the prize money's won, so I'm happy with that.
So is there a target to end our conversation?
I think
aspirations for the year ahead.
From what I've seen on Twitter, especially, or social media, the our ranking in a lot of people's predictions would be around P7, P8, but I think for sure we can get into the top three.
Right.
I think we can get both.
Drivers, in my opinion.
For sure, I think we can both teams get into that top three. But minimum fifth. That's an improvement from seventh last year. That's a minimum fifth, okay. But I think if we can get into the top three, both teams, that's really good.
Cool. Oh, well, Josh, thanks for your time and best of luck with this new venture.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's just about a wrap for this latest episode of the Traction.gg podcast. So thank you very much for listening. Again, it's really appreciated. We can see the listener numbers growing. Please do follow on Spotify and subscribe on Apple Podcasts if those are the platforms of choice you listen to, because that also helps us out. Perhaps leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Don't forget that the Traction.gg website, that is the URL, is updated every single day with the latest news, views, features, guides, reviews for racing games, esports, and or sim racing. We'll be back for a brand new episode very soon, but for now, keep it pinned. Are you looking forward to this season? No. Freddie Rasmussen is not looking forward to the season.
He's not.
Just because of the pace that you seem to be lacking, or you think at the minute, based on the competition, right?
I just don't enjoy the game. I don't enjoy playing it.
Why not?
Well, I can't say.